The Henry Morgan Show? Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chic Injector Razors and Blades, brings you The Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good evening, everybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to announce that tonight's program is going to be different. Not better, just different. It was going to be a lot different. We almost did it in entirely different ways. Charlie, explain to the nice people what almost happened.
Okay. The other day, just before rehearsal, we were all sitting around shaving and waiting for Henry to show up. And Arnold said,
"Hey, Charlie, have I got time for just one more shave before Henry gets there?"
How many have you had?
Three.
You better take it easy, kid. That bay rum creeps up on you.
Just one more. Oh, boy. Push, pull, click, click. Oh, boy.
Sorry I'm late, everybody. Rinse off your razors.
Hey, Henry, can I run down to the barbershop for a quickie?
No, we haven't time. Say, listen, I just found out something. What do you think is wrong with this show? I found out. I'll tell you. It's very interesting. The trouble is, we aren't people. We have no characters. For example, from now on, there's all new rules. I'm going to have a characteristic. From now on, I'm a tightwad.
From now on, he's a tightwad.
Yes. And as for you, Arnold, from now on, we're going to pretend that your mother hates me.
From now on, we're going to pretend my mother hates him.
Yes. And Bernie Green.
What?
For this, good reason, Bernie. That's our orchestra leader. For this new program, Bernie, I don't want an old-fashioned orchestra leader anymore. Please stop coming to orchestra rehearsals.
So where will I spend my time?
In saloons. And also, you're a woman chaser.
But, Henry, I have a wife and three kids.
Bernie, what you do in your own time is your business. Wednesday nights, you're a woman chaser.
Wednesday nights, she's a woman chaser.
Yes. Now, Charlie?
Yeah?
You're not going to get the first base muttering along about a razor. I like the way Harlow Wilcox gets the commercials in. So you mention the product every time you see an opening.
Okay.
Oh, how about me, Henry? I could use a little character.
All right, Betty. From now on, you're man crazy, like Vera Vane.
From now on, she's man crazy.
All set. Here are your parts. I'm stingy. Arnold's mother hates me. Bernie is girl crazy. Betty's man crazy. Charlie is ever sharp crazy. And, well, let's see. Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan.
Yes, it's always a good evening if you've just shaved.
Oh, please, Charlie.
Yes, you'll always be pleased if you just push, pull.
Wait, no, stop. Gee whiz, what's the matter with you, Charlie? Were you out late last night?
No, I couldn't afford to go out last night. I just got paid.
Mm-hmm. So I underpay you, huh?
Yes. But next year, I'm going to work for Bob Hope.
Offered you more money, huh?
Money? Who gets money? I just want to work for a guy whose old clothes fit me.
Well, boy, am I stingy.
Friends, there's no need to be stingy with your beard because...
Hello, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, hello, Arnold. Where have you been?
Arguing with my mother. She hates you.
Well, so you're arguing with her, eh?
Yeah, but not about that.
Oh.
We were arguing about whether I should be allowed to go out with girls.
Well, then, Arnold... why don't you ask your father?
Oh, he wouldn't know. He's not allowed to go out with girls either.
Any man around?
Oh, hello, Mr. Morgan.
Any man around?
She's man crazy.
Any women around?
Hi, Betty.
Any women around?
Bernie, he's woman crazy.
Everybody's crazy about Eversharp.
That's Charlie. He's nuts. Well, I guess you're wondering how all this ends. Well, Betty married Bernie and they lived happily for 2 days. Charlie Irving cut his throat with an Eversharp injector razor. Hard to do, but he did it. Arnold's mother hated me so much that she made him leave the show. I was left all alone and I was so stingy nobody would work for me. So the show went off the air. That's bad. Oh, took me by surprise. A lot of people have asked me to explain about the atom. Fortunately, a friend of mine just wrote a song called Atom and Evil. True. And another friend, Josh White, is not a singer. He needs help, though, so he's brought his son, little Josh, who is 6 years old. Here's Josh White and little Josh and Atom and Eagle.
This is a story of Atom and Evil. They courtship is causing a great upheaval. Now, Atom was a sweet, young, innocent thing.
Tell the night that Evil took him under her wing.
Now, Atom was an honest and hard-working man. He wanted to help out the human clan. But Evil got him drunk on prejudice and hate.
And taught him how to gamble with humanity's
faith. Atom and Evil, Atom and Evil. Now if we don't break up that romance soon,
we'll all fall down and go
spam-bam-boom. Atom, get Evil, will be such a shame, cause plenty of big shots are playing that dame. His life will be trouble, life will be cursed. Adam's a youngster and hard to handle, but we'd better step in and stop that scandal. If Atom and Evil should ever be wed,
well, darn near all of us are gonna be dead.
Atom and Evil.
Atom and Evil.
Now if we don't break up that romance soon,
we'll all fall down and go bum, bum, boom.
A startling announcement. The ever sharp chick injector razor will not write underwater. Also, we guarantee that if you shave with an ever sharp chick, that girl who never liked you still won't like you. Are you unpopular at dances? Are you the wallflower type? Do people whisper about you behind your back? Use an ever sharp chick injector razor and don't go to dances. People will still whisper. They'll say that you're stupid, that you're offensive in 10 ways your dentist can't fix, that you're a pain. But you'll have a nice shave, so what do you care? You buy one of these sets, see? The razor and 20 blades for $1.25. And what do you care if people don't like you? I will like you. The razor... The razor changes blades automatically, and that takes care of your social life. You can sit home nights and play with a razor. Then Wednesday nights, you can tune in and I'll try to talk you into buying another one. Why, we can go on like this for years. You and I, you shaving and me making money. Of course, on the other hand, if you want to be spiteful, forget the name Every Sharp Chick Injector Razor. Go ahead. The other night, I was sitting around hating the hotel I live in when a friend of mine called me and invited me to join his club. Grabbed my hat, ran out to the elevator, and in 23 minutes, I was on the main floor. That's one reason I hate the hotel. So I took a taxi to the Ajax Social Club to find out what I'd been missing by not being a member, and this is what I'd been missing.
Our secretary, Miss Sadie Hammerklutz, will please read the minutes of the last meeting. Miss Hammerklutz?
The last meeting was called to order promptly at 8:45. It came to order at 9:30. The delay was caused because the sergeant-at-arms, Mr. Scunn, took such a long time throwing out a noisy member, Mrs. Scunn. He also beat her up. That completed the old business. New business. A motion was made by Mr. Klangel not to allow any more women to join up. The motion was made, seconded, and defeated. A motion was made that women are human, too. It was passed 24-23. After that...
Mr. Chairman!
The chair recognizes Mr. Quangle.
Listen, chair! The time is growing late and we have had enough minutes. I move we do away with Miss Hammerclutch.
Good motion. No business. We got a new member here who has to be sworn in. Mr. Morgan?
Yeah.
I'm going to swear you in. Repeat after me.
I.
Do. Pledge.
Pledge.
To.
To.
Up.
Up.
Hold.
The.
I said the.
Never mind the rest.
All right. Shut up. Now you're in good standing. Sit down.
Mr. Chairman.
The chair recognizes Mr. Scunn.
Mr. Chairman, the Education Committee has chosen a very educational topic for the education lecture at our next meeting.
What is the educational topic?
The topic is, why do children behave like pigs?
I object.
What do you object to, Miss Hammerclutz?
I object to the topic. No reason for the whole club to listen to a lecture just because Mr. Scunn's children behave like pigs.
I object.
What do you object to?
I object to Miss Hammerclutz.
Mr. Chairman.
The chair recognizes the new member. Mr. Morgan?
I think it's a very educational topic.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Quangle?
I make a motion the new member shall be kicked out.
The motion is out of order. We are discussing pigs in general and not the new member. Mr. Scunn, do we have a speaker?
Yes, the Educational Committee has procured the services of an eminent doctor in the neighborhood, Dr. Lucius Cranj.
I don't think Dr. Cranj is qualified to talk about the behavior of children.
Why not?
Well, he's a foot doctor. For one thing, what does he know about children?
Children have feet, don't they? I never heard of such a foolish remark from a new member.
Mr. Chairman!
What is it, Mr. Quangle?
I make a motion that the new member shall be kicked out!
On what grounds?
My opinion is being questioned. I wish to resign.
Nobody resigns before the collection of dues. Go on, Mr. Scunn.
Well, the Education Committee proposes that we charge a quarter admission for the lecture. After all, it should be worth a quarter to each and every one of us to find out why our own little precious child acts like a pig.
That is ridiculous. Dr. Cranz's opinion about children isn't worth a quarter.
All right, during the question period, you can ask him about your feet.
Mr. Quangle has the floor.
Refreshments are not being served.
Media adjourned.
Tonight, Fernie Green plays a medley of songs, which medley will bring tears to your eyes. As he plays this group of sad tunes, radio's favorite poet-philosopher, Edgar A. Morgan, is sitting in the corner of a friend's living room under a framed motto on the wall. The writing on the motto reads, "Home is where the heart is." Bernie Green's music, and our guest, Edgar A. Morgan.
Just rent me a house by the side of the road. A two-storied penthouse will do. A $10,000 furnished abode with kitchen, two baths, and a view. I need a living room 40 feet long in an elegant residence. That is my feeling. Now the orchestra plays a home-type song with no regard for the OPA ceiling.
A home where the antelope roam, where the sky's a cloud in fall. Oh, lease me a shack with another in back, even with no skies at all. Oh, rent me a tent at any old ranch, on a hill, in the vale, on the trail. A four-sided shanty, the dented or bent, that is the tune I'm aware.
With those outlaws, my in-laws, for years. Their bickering is driving me nuts. All I got is a cot. How lovely appears the thought of a cave, or a hole, or a hut. Oh, rent me, sublet me, or lease me a place. I only want room for my toothbrush and comb. I'll take a Quonset, a houseboat, just space. Any old thing that I can call home.
I'm not really worried. I've bought me a thing. It's not very large, but it's all that I've found. Someday I'll move in. And my friends will all sing,
Morgan's in the cold, cold ground.
And here is Uncle Charlie. Most men agree the four biggest shaving nuisances are the time it takes to shave, razor nicks and skin irritation, the nuisance of cleaning razors, the nuisance of unwrapping blades. Eversharp Shake Injector Razor banishes these four nuisances forever. Ends nuisance number one. No time wasted. Nationwide shave-a-thons have proved Eversharp Shake Injector Razor at least 50% faster. Cleaner, smoother shaves in half the time. Ends nuisance number two. No nicks or cuts. Patented guard bar prevents skin irritation. Even under nose, Eversharp shaves clean and smooth without skin irritation. It's 100% safer, 200% cleaner. End nuisance number three. Nothing to take apart or put together. World's easiest razor to clean. Just rinse under faucet, shake, and put away. End nuisance number four. No blades to unwrap. Automatic blade changer. Locks new blade in correct shaving position instantly. And they're the world's sharpest blades. For the world's fastest, easiest, cleanest shave, use Eversharp Chic Injector Razor. Only a dollar and a quarter, complete with 20 blades.
Hello?
Hello, Hortense. This is Gerard.
Hello, Gerard. And this is Hortense.
How are you, pussy face?
I'm fine, lover boy.
Oh, Hortense.
Gerard, why didn't you call me earlier?
I was otherwise occupied.
Doing what?
Oh, I was just washing a few things.
What?
My hands.
Oh, Gerard. You're such a witty type. I never saw such a brain on a fella.
Oh, pussy face. Hortense, what are you doing tonight?
Why?
How would you like to frolic with me?
Oh, I would love nothing better, but honest, Gerard, tonight I'm simply full of lassitude and lethargy.
What do you mean? Oh.
I'm going to sleep early so I can be fresh at work tomorrow. Maybe I'll dream about you like I did last night.
You did? Uh-huh. What did you dream?
I dreamt that you were a real knight in shining armor. Oh, you were so masculine, sitting on your horse with your spear and eyeglasses.
You dreamed that about me? Oh, sugar lips.
And then And then you were fighting a desperate duel for my hand.
Really? Who was I fighting with?
A Douglas Fairbanks, Jr.
Him? And then what happened?
Well, what could happen? He killed him.
Well, I don't care what that is. It's a great honor to be killed in one of your dreams. Will you try to dream about me again tonight?
I acquiesce.
Well, Hortense needs a good night's sleep to get ready for the next day's work. Work is important to everyone now. But there was a time when no one worked.
As a public service, we present another in the series... The March of Science. Great discoveries that have benefited mankind. Tonight, we present the invention of work.
Work. Work. Without it, everyone would live like a congressman. Without work, nothing would be built well except Lana Turner. Today, men work hard hoping to get places. In factories, on farms, in movie balconies. But there was a time when work was unknown. How was work invented? What great genius of mankind first saw its immense possibilities?
The process which is today called work was invented by a young eccentric named Archibald King, who was also responsible for the invention of poverty. Archibald King had great vision, tremendous foresight, and a big stomach. In King's time, everyone slept all day, ate fruit from the trees, did nothing to better themselves, because working had not yet been invented. One day, Archibald King met his old friend Archibald Queen, resting as usual.
Arch. Oh, it's you again.
Well, Arch, I'm worried about the future. Look at all these people lying around doing nothing like you. Look at all these idle hands. I wish I could do something with my hands.
You can.
What?
Scratch me.
Oh, no, Arch. Arch, you gotta listen. I want to make things. To above all, be something. Don't you think that's right?
You mean to above all be something?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Split infinitive.
To above all be. All right, so what if I did split an infinitive? That's more work than you've done in your whole life. Think, man, what do you want out of life? Fame?
No.
Fortune?
No.
Power?
No.
Then what?
Girls.
No, please. I'm talking about something with a solid foundation, something physical.
Yeah.
Listen, Arch, if we start making things, building things, history will talk about you and I, don't you agree?
That history will talk about you and I? I can't agree.
Why not?
Because the subject of a preposition always takes the objective case.
Arch, help me. We'll go at this together. We'll build together, we'll eat together, we'll sleep together, we'll dream of a bright future together. What do you say?
I do.
And so these far-seeing pioneers, Arch King and Arch Queen, started on their great adventure to invent work. First, they began by observing how animals lived and built things.
Now, Arch, watch these birds.
Uh-huh.
You see, they're bringing their worms to that little nest?
Yeah.
See, they built their house from pieces of straw? Maybe we can do the same thing as the birds.
Eat worms?
So they watched the birds for 3 years, trying to learn things. But all they learned was how to sit on eggs. Finally, they turned to another animal, the beaver.
Hey, look at those beavers biting into trees.
How disgusting.
But look at those animals. They cut down trees, they build their own homes, they have a floor, a roof, they're warm in the winter. I'm sure we can live like that, too.
Arch, you want us to live like animals?
Arch King and Arch Queen were about to give up. All their hopes had fallen. They were a couple of fallen arches. But something inside them drove them on. It was the desire to drive on. So on they drove.
Look, Arch, maybe if we take these little rocks and pile them one on top of another.
You're right, let's go.
Faster, Arch. Pile those rocks. Faster, faster. Pile them one on top of another. There, it's done.
Gee. The rock's awful high, but what's it good for?
It's very important.
For what?
In case we ever need a high piece of rock.
Watch, King, you're a genius. And what's more, you always were, King.
I always what?
Were, King.
And so, were, King, was invented. Since that time, working has become almost universal. Some men work for themselves. These are called businessmen. Some men work for others. These are called husbands. But what of the future of work? Will men continue to work? Or will we go back to those unhappy and miserable days when men did nothing but relax and enjoy themselves? We have in our studio tonight an expert on the labor situation, Dr. Heinrich von Morgen. Widely known economist, sociologist, and opportunist. Author of the famous book, Work and How I Hate It. Good evening, Dr. Morgan.
Hi, Aldo.
Dr. Morgan, I read your recent book with great interest. I liked it very much.
You did? I didn't.
Why not?
No pictures.
Tell me, is there another book in the offing?
Yeah, there's a book. What?
I mean, I understand you're writing another book.
Sure. What's it called? It's called How to Save Money by Building Your Own Flagpole.
Well, getting back to labor. From your book, it's my opinion that labor should remain untaxed. How do you feel?
Terrible. You got the aspirin?
Well, getting back to labor, there's the theory that labor is essentially a mechanistic force and is a commodity interchangeable as any other saleable economic factor. What would you say about that?
Well, I would say the... What would you say about it?
But, Doctor, getting back to labor, what do you really think?
I think you're pissed.
Thank you, Dr. Morgan, for your revealing commentary. Science marches on.
Morgan will be on the same corner in front of the cigar store again next week at this time. But don't go away. We're going to take the pictures, remember. Don't go away.
Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chick Injector Razors and Blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. They're yours again, Eversharp Chick Injector Blades, for the world's fastest, safest, smoothest shave. Just insert the automatic blade changer in your Eversharp Chick Injector razor. Push pull, click, click, and you're ready to shave. 20 blades, 75 cents at good stores everywhere. This is Charles Irving saying goodnight for Eversharp. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.